All right, everyone, welcome forth the Long Knot. I'm here with my friends Scott and Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, I already opened his beer.
God damn it, I did. Fuck.
Alcoholic. You were tired, guys. You're just on your own fucking time. Open your beer whenever you want.
Shut up.
10 a.m., he's just up there.
And you have to... Truth hurts.
He's done it a time or two.
Yes, he has. It's been a long 2 weeks.
This no responsibility living is the life, isn't it?
Wow.
I didn't think it was that funny.
It wasn't funny. It just went down the road, too.
I'm giving you the credit. It was that funny.
Fuck.
Well,
sorry.
Royals are not on pace to lose 10 games in a row to start the season. Take that, Roger.
Okay. I think I said June, so we got a while.
Hey, they're not 0-4 already. They're buried in April. Yet. It's early.
They haven't been buried in the first 2 weeks week of the season.
First week of baseball season so hard to get
going.
Oh, no.
The first two games against the Twins wasn't looking good, though. It was like, yikes.
Website I follow says, what is the first thing you think of when you see this logo? And it was the Twins logo. And my response was, our owner.
Yeah.
Well, I decided to do a grade card for the first week.
Okay. Of the teams?
No, just the Royals.
Just the Royals.
Okay. I don't give a fuck about the rest of the teams.
Oh, I thought you were good.
Your Pirates are kicking ass.
Other than Pirates, which did you put your bet on there?
No, I should have.
Do it, and they're going to lose the next 20.
I know, right? Hey, you can get a grade to the Mets, right? F. So, I mean, that was an easy one.
Fuck the Mets. They just signed Trevor Bauer. Did you see that?
What?
They signed Trevor Bauer. League minimum. Mets did.
Desperation. They're stinky.
Yeah, it's a stinky clum. God. Oh, I'll tell you a funny story. I did watch the Mets Brewers. And they got the Brewers have a player, really good ball player, and his name's escaping me. Reese is his first name. And so he slides in a second after a hit or whatever. And it was a little aggressive. Wasn't bad. Even the Mets, because I was watching the Mets broadcast. And they're like, and see what was the big deal. Just other a little aggressive. The second baseman for the Mets just threw a fucking piss fit. And they start bumping. Bench is clear. All this shit. All that for nothing at the end of the day. Then the guy for the Brewers, he's sitting over there in the dugout doing the cry baby cry. He went out the next day and fucking schooled the Mets. I mean, he went like 4 for 5 with like 5 RBIs. I mean, he was just killing them. And all the Mets fans kept booing him. And so it was still the Mets broadcaster. And like, y'all might want to stop booing him because this ain't working.
Yeah. Time for a different tactic.
he might want to start cheering him. But it was kind of fun to watch. Just a little.
The Royals can't say we're not the Mets. Because that is an awful team.
That was one of the points I was going to make. Is I'm sitting there watching the Brewers.
And we're not the Marlins.
No.
Ugh. Just thump the fucking Mets. They thumped them. Except for game 3. It was like 7-2. And then the final score was 7-6. So.
Okay.
But outside of that, it was kind of a brutal beating. And like, they're outspending the Brewers by double digits.
And the owner or GM came out today and was like, obviously, more money doesn't lead to wins.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't.
And it was like, have you not learned anything over the past 10 years?
Well, and that's the funny thing with the Mets is that I'm like, really, when you look back on their organization, outside of about 3 years, they suck.
Yep.
They were obviously great in 69. Mm-hmm. You know, they won the World Series. They were great in 86. They won a World Series. Outside of a couple other flash-in-the-pan years, they're crap. And they spend money in their crap. At least the Royals, when they're crap, they got a payroll that's like the bottom third of baseball. They're always in the top five, six, seven teams in baseball. Yeah. So.
And they're crap.
But it's been a, this has been a very curious Royals team.
Why would that be?
Well, I'll break down my
your my, grade card.
My grade card.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and I'll start with starting pitching. A plus.
Mm-hmm. Pretty fantastic.
If anybody wants to, you can't argue that they have that starting rotation has been all the way through now.
Yeah, and right that's now, that's the big thing. They turned back over today.
And today it is 3-0.
Yeah,
Royals are winning. Now they're in the bullpen. So
this hold
is
your
where,
breath.
This is where my A plus starting pitching. I'll go D minus with bullpen.
You're being kind.
I'm being kind because they redeemed themselves yesterday.
Yesterday.
And they held the shutout against the Twins on Sunday. They had 11-0.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I'm not sure that I could have probably kept the shutout going.
I think
in the
Twins
inning
were
by,
ready to go
11-0.
I think the Twins were ready to go home.
Exactly.
They're like, we won our two games.
We won the series. We'll give you this one.
I'll go D minus because they are pulling themselves out of the F. Because it was an F prior.
Hitting.
Hitting is interesting because I they're practically leading the baseball in home runs, but they're almost all solo home runs.
Yeah, nobody's getting on base.
It's like a they're C. still. yes. I'm going to C-.
C-?
Yeah. Because they're still having problems scoring runners
well,
in scoring position.
You still got a lot of guys going 0-for.
Yes. You got a lot of 0-fers. You got a lot of guys that are stranded at second and
yeah,
third.
Yeah, they're not moving
whatever,
runners
and
over.
They're not moving those guys over. But there are some signs of improvement.
I think your C- is a fair grade.
For now.
For now.
I was going to say C+. Plus,
but that's fine.
Just because of home runs.
And yeah. Yeah.
Defense has been okay.
Defense has been about a C.
Yeah, it's average.
They had some... That Minnesota series did not go well. But it has improved.
The Baltimore series so far has been better.
Yeah. So, yeah, and as we speak, the bullpen is about to give this game up. As it is 3-0, and there's one out and a guy on second and third for the Orioles.
So, the D is still deserved.
That D minus is hovering back down to F if they don't get something fucking changed real quick. But I think... The starting pitching has done everything that you could possibly ask for.
And that was what we were kind of the most excited about coming into the season with some of the moves they made to help the... Even going back to last year with Reagan's pitching the way that he did after the trade deadline.
Cole Reagan's on opening day was the worst pitcher.
Yeah, and he had 2 earned runs or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry. That's not bad.
And the bats did not show up on opening day.
No, or the next day.
Yeah, they had no help. They had no help.
The first 2 days, you had a lot of guys going.
Yeah, a lot of.
And that's why I'm on the like the C-minus C area for the bats. That's inexcusable. And why do we always start this way? Why? You know what? This because it's the anti Pittsburgh Pirates. Pittsburgh Pirates give me so much hope.
Oh yeah, in April.
In April,
yeah,
and
then in June,
and then
like,
by June they have lost 30 in a row.
Yeah. And over the course of your lifetime,
like, how in the fuck did they
you
win
take that 10-game losing streak on the Pirates?
Oh
no, don't Well, I mean, unless you think they are.
Yeah, not in April.
Yeah.
No, the whole year.
Oh, I don't know if
no, that's them. A given.
Yeah, they'll they're going to do that from like June 30th.
But they at least give their fans hope, and at least until like
June.
Middle of June.
About the All-Star break. That's, yeah. You know. And the Royals, we're done by April.
And then we start giving false hope.
And then we start getting false hope
in July. Like
August.
Yeah, end of July, September, early August.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
The September charts,
you know,
come
like
out.
Fucking jackass Tom's like, hey, we re-signed Mr. August. Fuck you. It's true, but fuck you.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Bobby Witt Jr. is not Mr. August at this point.
No, he's good.
He's been pretty damn good.
And what's nice about
but
that
he
is
he finally broke. That's how you break that nickname.
That
though.
Joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was before. It was like, okay.
Yep.
And
Mr. August is going to show
money.
Up.
See? Yeah.
Happy for him. Happy for the Royals. Because even though it's early and there could be an argument made if he was not playing well through six games. Oh, he'll figure it out. It's all the better that he actually has played well through six games.
Yeah.
After the contract. Even though I know that there would have been a legit argument if he was not through six games, he could fix it. It is all the better that he's actually played well.
Well, my good thing we got Michael Garcia to. Otherwise, this team may only have,
yeah,
one or two wins.
Yeah. Salvi starting to look like he's going to be an all-star again. I mean, my God.
Yeah, but those first two games.
It was, but since then.
He drove in two today. Then, I think he's driven in two today.
Since yeah. then, he's been on a tear.
I know, but the first two games, you're like, we should have traded him.
I know. Yeah, he looked lost.
Mm-hmm.
He is so weird. It's 3-1 now. But he's so weird in that motherfucker can't lay off that outside and low pitch
still,
to save his ass.
Still.
And then all of a sudden he'll go on a streak where he'll let it go.
Yeah, and then
it'll be like a month. He'll let that thing go.
Then he can't.
It's like Tuesday I'm going to start swinging.
Swinging it low and away again.
And then he will do that for a fucking
month.
Yeah. He's so weird.
He would be a lifetime 285 hitter if he would just lay off that fucking pitch. But he cannot fucking help himself.
At times.
And he's got one of the biggest hits in Royals history actually hitting one of those pitches that he had no idea. And I think that's part of the problem is it enabled him.
Yeah.
Yes.
I put us in the divisional series with this.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you struck. It's like Bo Jackson. It's like Scott and I remember this because we saw it. Like, people see highlight reels of Bo Jackson, and they're like, what you don't realize, before that 585-foot home run, he had struck out seven at-bats in a row. Sure.
He broke more bats.
But
by breaking them because he struck out than he did.
I mean, he would go 0 for days.
Hitting the ball.
And then he would have a game where he would hit two home runs and throw two people out from the outfield. And he is the greatest athlete to ever play the sport. And then he would, the next day, he'd go 0 for 4.
3-2.
Are we surprised?
Oh, shit. Bobby Witt. Anyway. Oh, they got him out. Yeah.
Maybe. It looks like it's going to review.
Yeah, they're
going
to go review it. But anyway.
So, yeah, Salvi is. But you know what? That's been Salvi's career. So,
it is.
Salvi's playing like he's playing now. The Royals are in pretty good shape.
They get him?
Glad they called him out.
So, a challenge is probably coming up.
Oh, no. Apparently they didn't challenge, so he's out. But, yeah, this is a very bizarre baseball team. Very bizarre.
I'm just glad that we're saying it's a bizarre baseball team and they're 2-3 and not 0-5.
Yeah, because I don't want to sit here and go, we got a chance to be something up at least until the All-Star break. because the way the starting pitching has been, well, hands down, we're going to be in a playoff hunt if that starting pitching continues. The rest of it. Everything else is like, I do know about.
What I find funny about it, though, is that
bullpen, and if our hitting is streaky as fuck, and then fielding has been, it's okay.
It's got its moments.
Yeah. Well,
but what is nice, though, is we talked about this during the offseason. At least the investment was in the starting pitching. They didn't really invest in the bullpen. A little bit.
They did.
But not like the starting pitching.
Okay. That's true. They did spend more money there.
They spent more money in the starting pitching. So I'm glad that the part that they spent the most money in is at least delivering. And to your point, fielding and hitting usually get better as it warms up. The starting pitching, if it sucks, it usually sucks.
Their warmest game was opening day so far.
Yeah, it's been.
And they went over.
Well, yeah. They didn't hit worth a shit. So
I'm just saying. I know what you're saying, but at the same time.
I get
their
it.
Their warmest game they played it was
and
the first two.
I got to be honest. One of the first things I thought of when I was following the Royals when I was on vacation is you and I, have, in particular, talked about this a lot. This is where you need to shorten the fucking season. They shouldn't be playing yet.
Oh, no. They shouldn't really start until, like, middle of April.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it really.
Yeah. And that's more of an overall.
That's an overarching issue. But the length of the season is a problem. And.
Well, I mean, we can get into that because I think that's where you get into the whole TV stuff of Wild Bally Sports. Because you got to broadcast 162 of these things. Costs a lot of money.
Yeah.
To put these on the TV for 162 of them. If you shorten that down, you can.
And you're not trying to like force this game. It rained all fucking day in Baltimore.
Yeah.
It's cold. It's wet. There is no one at that game right now.
No.
Yeah.
And there was nobody there yesterday because it was the same condition.
It was just a nasty day.
It was raining and cold again, too.
Yeah. You know, like, get a little closer to May.
Yeah.
You can still do it in April.
Well, and I really think they should go down to 142.
I think that would be good.
Go down to April, build in a few more days and stuff, and
only have the World Series on October.
Yeah.
I think the World Series should still be October, but
I'm going to be like every other rule change in baseball. No. Until it happens, and then I'm like, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
So no. No to 142. That is a terrible idea.
Terrible idea.
Until it happens, and I'll be like,
Even though every other sport is considering it, except football. Obviously.
Yeah, they want to add more if they could.
Mm. But basketball is thinking about decreasing them. And
well, they want to. Because I don't know if baseball would do what basketball wants to do. And that's increase the playoffs even further.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with the play-in and stuff.
I'm not 100% sure baseball wants to do that necessarily other than just.
Well,
but you're not going to get anybody on board to shrink the season either.
Basketball, they want to shrink the season but make the stars play more because right now the stars aren't playing as much. And that hasn't really been a problem in baseball, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Meaning, what part
of the stars in baseball not playing as much?
They play. Basketball, they sit out a lot.
They sit out a lot.
Like, Bryce Harper does not sit out a lot of games.
Yeah.
Oh. That happens in the NBA?
Oh, yeah. It's a
big problem.
It's a big problem in the NBA because you'll actually see fans, like,
there's, like, certain games, like, if you go to, like, I'm trying to think of a. If, like, you go to an LA game and LeBron says he's not sitting out, tickets go down to, like, $5 because nobody wants to go.
Because he's not playing.
Because he's not playing.
And you'll get little stories that go viral where like a family from St. Louis that traveled. Flies all the way to
L.A.
to watch a basketball game, and it's a bunch of nobodies that are playing. And it's
did not know that was a thing.
Yeah, no, it is.
Well, because in the NBA now they have a rule to win the. To win some of the all season like the MVP and the All-Star and some of the awards and stuff, you have to play 70% of your games. You have to play.
They had to put that in because of that.
Huh.
Yeah. So yeah, that is a good thing about baseball. You don't really have that's not a problem. No. I mean, you have guys that sit out.
No,
it's
Sunday seems like the day that you
the getaway games. But you also know that going into it. But you also don't have like
it's not an epidemic.
It's not no. And what you might have is like the Royals do it with Salvi quite a bit. He's not catching on Sunday, but he's probably going to play.
He's still playing first base.
He's going to do something on Sunday.
Yeah.
Bryce Harper may only play for 3 innings. He gets his one at bat, and then he's done. But you still saw him.
Yeah, well, that would all depend upon the situation.
It does. But
if they're up 11-0, Bryce Harper is probably not going to play.
But situationally is fine, I think. In the NBA, it's literally like, no, I'm not playing today.
Okay.
And it's a Friday. I did not know it's a Friday night. And it's like, dude, this is on ESPN and it's a Friday night game.
Really?
You got to play.
Yeah. This game is on because you guys are playing tonight. Issue. No, it's an issue.
It's, yeah.
Why do they do that?
The season's too long?
Because they can get away with it.
No,
to be honest.
He's not exaggerating.
I get it that it's a stupid question, but.
No, I'm answering your question, though. That's literally why. It's because they can get away with it.
Football players can get away with it.
Well, no, but NBA contracts are guaranteed, so they don't have to play to make all their money and stuff. Kind of like baseball players.
Okay.
Their contracts are all guaranteed.
NFL, your games matter more because you play fewer games.
Yeah.
The NBA, you play so many games, it's almost like a tactical decision where it's like, we can throw the game on Friday night. Who cares?
Okay.
Especially if, like, we're going to play the Heat and then we may get beat, so I'll just sit out. And then the next two games, we're going to play the Bobcats and...
We'll win those two, and that game didn't matter.
And I'll just
And because you have so many more games, they can almost plan it out where it's like, I'm not playing this night. I'm not playing.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, I think if you removed 20 games, and it's for different reasons. I think the NBA should do it partly for that reason. Because the NBA still is, no one really gives a shit till the playoffs start.
Yeah.
Baseball, the season's just too fucking long. And let's face it, we see some bad baseball in April. And the schedule in April is already hard anyway. Everybody plays one game and then they're off a day. I hate that.
The one thing I will say is I wish it would go back to it's over in October.
Rather than ending in November?
Yeah.
I agree. And that's where, like, for me, because the
weather still hasn't gone.
It hasn't gone completely to shit yet.
Fucking south.
And that's where, like, the old fart in me sees the compromise of let's take 20 games away, but let's take them away at the front of the year and over the course of the season, and give them some extra days off.
If you're gonna take away games, I would do it on the backside. Because now you're in football season.
Well,
ten and ten. I don't care.
Right now,
since you added
baseball is the only game in town. Right now.
Yeah, but it's not.
What do you mean?
As far as was basketball going on?
March Madness is still.
No, NBA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is NBA going on?
Yeah.
Hockey?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see your point. You're in less competition with the NFL.
Yeah.
But I think, though, one of the problems you have, though, is that you have so many rainouts and snowouts and bad baseball in April. You could. I'm not saying all 20 have to be in April, but I think that really you should be playing playoff baseball in September. To your point, the only people playing in September for the most part would be the better teams, and then you're ending it in October. The old fart in me thinks October baseball is the best way to end it, because that's the it's always how it's been. World Series. Well, my birthday's generally
in October, and I'd like the World Series.
I get it. I get it. But the problem is the Royals.
But I just think for
Royals won the World Series in November.
I know.
But I just think for their TV, it would help out their TV a lot too, though. It's just not having as many games because it just costs so much money now.
Yeah, nobody really wants to do baseball. Show it. ESPN's trying to get out now.
It's becoming a niche
sport. They are trying to focus more on basketball.
Well, it's becoming a niche sport.
And we discussed this to some degree. The reason is because it's not necessarily because basketball is making them more money. Mm-mm. From a viewership standpoint, but the like Twitter and social media aspect makes some money.
Yeah, you get more traffic. Yeah. Yeah.
You got bigger stars, unfortunately, in basketball than you do in baseball.
Well, I just younger kids are doing the social media aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Than they are even watching mm-hmm. the game.
I know, and that's
and baseball is just you either got eyes on the game or it's fucking tied.
But I'm also saying that you have bigger stars in basketball than you do in baseball.
Yeah, sure. Yeah,
I mean, if you go ask an 18-year-old, he can probably name one player from each basketball team.
Agreed.
Probably.
Sure.
He can't with every baseball team.
No. Oh, no. Fuck no. No, there's one out. Base is loaded.
Don't play and we're out of it.
You make it sound like a resolution.
Before this fucking podcast is over, I might back down to F.
We wouldn't be surprised.
He's got a scorecard that just changes as he
goes. It's not going up. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
They can get your magical two double play, and it's still going to be a D minus.
Yeah, they're not going to suddenly get a C out of it.
No, they're not going to pop up to a D plus.
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's firmly rooted in a D minus, and depending on how this goes, F.
It's too bad Chris Davis still isn't on the team, because he'd strike out.
Yeah, that's true. And
then we'd have two outs.
Yeah, unfortunately, this Orioles team is not that
team. Pretty good.
They're pretty good.
They're a pretty good team.
It's kind of been amazing that the Royals have been able to really hang in with them.
This is one of those series that it'd be nice if they can steal this one because...
Be 500.
Yeah, the Orioles are damn good baseball. And
Tom doesn't think that they're going to be 500 ever again. And I'm not sure I'm...
You're still on the fence.
I just remember when, like, we were talking about predictions. It's like, man, for them to finish 500, how many games they have to improve?
30.
It's fucking. It just seems impossible.
Yeah. Well. Well, and that's so. One thing me and Scott talked about. You weren't here, Matt. ESPN only had one game on opening day. How's that make you feel?
Well, I'm not surprised. I do think it's becoming a niche sport because kids aren't playing it. Not the way they are basketball, not the way they are football.
Soccer.
Not the way they are soccer. People don't realize this. It's an expensive sport to play.
Actually,
you have to have so many things to play baseball. You don't go play soccer, you just really need cleats and a uniform
and a ball.
Mm-hmm. Baseball, it's already an incredibly difficult.
Basketball is even cheaper because all you need is a ball. A goal or a hoop.
Yeah.
A lot of schools have those already, or churches and
yeah.
things like that.
Start them out.
So, like, it doesn't cost more money than...
When was the last time you went by a local park and you saw them adding a baseball diamond?
None.
How often do you see them adding soccer goals?
Or basketball?
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that saddened me is I do a walk out here on this... There's a trail. And I stopped and was like, what in the hell are those people doing? And it was what I would assume was a father-son playing pitch and catch. And I had to look at it because it's like,
you don't see it.
Not common.
Yeah, you don't see it.
They're throwing a frisbee. Kicking
when
a soccer ball around.
When you and I were kids.
Pretending to play football.
Every park had a baseball diamond. All right. With a dirt infield and then usually some type of fence backstop.
2-0,
and you saw people playing catch all the time.
Oh, tied it. Game over.
There's your F.
F. Fuck! Fuck! Fucking Will Smith, you son of a motherfucker.
Well, he was flawless yesterday, so he was due to suck today.
Shit. F!
It's minus.
No, just F. I don't know.
God. And on that note.
Is this how the season's going to go?
Starting to look, well, what do you think? Back down to 2 games below 500 again.
Yeah,
instead of 500.
There's no reason to think
that. Coming to town playing Chicago, which
was undefeated at one point in time. Or they
White
still,
Sox?
Weren't they undefeated?
No.
Or is it Detroit? Am I getting
Detroit's Detroit's undefeated.
Oh, okay. No, White Sox suck.
Yeah.
White Sox are 1-4. Tigers are 4-0.
Yeah, okay. I got them mixed up.
Yeah.
But we're already 2.5 games out. Not even counting today.
Of the Detroit or White?
Detroit's 4-0.
Yeah. They're leading the division, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, well. Yeah.
I got nothing else to say.
F.
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 Okay.
All right.
Tune in next time.
Later.